I've been kind of surprised as I've observed this over the last couple of years. When I first heard about this, I figured that this, you know, just like as you mentioned, FISH testing and breast cancer was going to become routine. And I don't really see it infiltrated into community practice in terms of decision making. Do you yourself utilize this in a non-protocol setting?
We do it for two reasons. Number one is that we think it's very important to design a clinical trial to ask the question about whether patients are going to do better getting treated with gefitinib or erlotinib. We believe it would be mutation positive. And we believe that for two reasons. One is that we believe you can have a time to progression, at least with the exon 19 deletion mutants, of somewhere around 1 to 1.5 years, which is 2 to 3 times longer than with conventional chemotherapy. And also the survival with that particular group in the retrospective studies is about 3 years. And that's in comparison to 10 to 12 months with other protocol groups. And we think it's important for us to set up the clinical trials to actually show that that's indeed the case and to show that that has an impact. The other part that you've asked about, and one of the reasons why it's somewhat difficult, is that the process for getting the gene sequence is not a simple task. You need to get the tumor. You need to have 300 to 500 tumor cells that need to undergo DNA sequencing, which is currently the approved test, and it takes about 2 to 2.5 weeks to get that information back. And so people take a look at this and probably appropriately come to the conclusion we haven't seen the definitive evidence that this should be incorporated into practice. Our personal belief is that we need to take the steps to show that that's indeed the case. Those of us who have had the personal ability to use this and integrate it into our practice, we use it. We use it for making decisions in deciding if patients should receive initial treatment with gefitinib or erlotinib.